Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. We bloody did it.
We did it.
Hello and welcome to the 100th episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Oh my gosh. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
It is you. Yay.
How exciting.
I can't believe this day has come.
That's insane. I can't believe that.
I know.
100 whole episodes.
If only you were here to celebrate with me.
I mean, what would we do though?
I'll have to do those shots by myself.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because the first episode we ever did, we had shots afterwards. Let me be completely honest with you. I'm in the middle of Lithuania, so I can definitely find some shots if I need to.
You'll be able to find shots? What time is it where you are?
8 a.m., who cares?
It doesn't matter. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm actually literally sitting opposite a beer tap, so everything's going to be fine.
Just hold your head under that and away you go.
Totally, exactly. I really can't believe it. Did you ever think this day would come? I mean, obviously we did think this day would come.
Yes, I did.
We believed in ourselves.
Yeah. Well, you kept telling me to believe in myself and it kind of rubbed off a little bit and I was like, no, I guess I should then.
Oh, that's so sweet. That might be the sweetest thing you've ever said. That's so nice. Aww. I do believe that. I believe you should believe in yourself. So I'm crushing that as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. This is all because of you.
I'm really proud of us. I think we've done well.
Yeah,
we'll do the usual milestone thing, I think. I think let's talk about, because obviously we did what episode was it? 50th, I guess?
Yeah.
And now we've done 100. So I reckon we should do peaks and pits. Highlights and lowlights.
Well, I mean, my lowlight, poor boy, we can still, like, we've talked about it so many times, but being in hospital, pretty big lowlight for me, but.
It made good content, though.
Content, yeah.
Exactly. So that's actually a highlight in my eyes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So joking. Absolutely not how I genuinely feel.
Well, I have to go back and go into hospital again in a couple of weeks. So
why? For like checkup or?
No, I have to go and get not an operation. It's just a procedure done to get a kidney stone out of my other one that they found when they did this one.
What?
It's not hurting. Yeah, it's not hurting or anything like that. It's just in my other kidney. And they're like, well, it could drop it any second and then it'll just be like the other one and hurt. So we should get rid of that.
Well, I mean, that's good.
So I've got to go do that in a couple of weeks. So that's
preventative.
Fun. Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, the bit where they were like, at any time it could just move and then you'll be in pain. I was like, oh, good. Cool. So that's just, you know, I'm on edge every time I get phantom little pains that don't mean anything, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit, I'm dying.
Well, I mean, yeah, yes, and well, I mean,
and
you
yes,
know
and.
What it is though, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
So you know it's not actually death coming for you. If anything, it should be more helpful. You're like, well, I think this is just the kidney stone, not Mr. Death
just
coming
the
for
kidney
me.
Stone.
Well, I mean, you got to look on the bright side.
I know what you mean.
Coming from the person who's never had a kidney stone, you know, I got to easily say that. You got to look on the bright side.
I was going to say just you wait, but it doesn't happen often in women, so you'll probably be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, that's a horrible thing to wish on your friend.
I know, right. If you were a 50-year-old dude, though, I'd be like, well, just you wait.
Yeah, but I'm not, because that would be a weird working relationship.
Would be, wouldn't it?
I don't think we would have had 100 episodes.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
The most successful podcast of all time.
Well, that's true too, actually. That's probably more likely. Because previous one guest, straight white male is involved.
That's true. Well, that's true. Previous guest, Stuart Dolman, does a podcast with his mum.
I thought of that podcast too, but it's the opposite of that situation. Not that I know how old Stu's mum is.
I don't know either.
But hey, Stu, let me just give him a quick call.
How's your mum?
Settle something for us. It's very important. All right, so if kidney stones were your low light, what was your highlight?
Being better from the kidney stones.
Fuck off, Vicky. Come on. I'm halfway across the world. You've got to give me something better.
So my other low light is you leaving.
Thank you. Finally. That was my low light, you little... that was going to be my low light.
Pain, so, yeah. But that is, nah, that is a definite... What is?
It's emotional pain, Vicky. It's far more traumatizing.
Trust me, I know.
I think we're coping okay so far.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, on a personal level, probably not so much, but I think the podcast isn't suffering.
Oh, the podcast is fine, but, you know, not being able to, like, message you and have you immediately message back.
It's hard.
It takes a bit to get you, oh, fucking hell.
Because definitely I would usually message back straight away, because even if I was at work, I would have my phone on me.
And also, and basically, it's real hard. Like, so I was listening back to one of our Patreon episodes, which you can find at patreon.com/comedygems. And I was talking about the fact that I, thank you. I was talking about the fact that I'd lost Boney as a room.
Mm.
Which, if people haven't known, I used to run a comedy night on Mondays in the city called Quick Bites, and it was at a venue called Boney. And they decided that they didn't want to open on a Monday anymore, so I didn't have that room anymore. And at the end of that podcast, we talked about, you were like, oh, don't worry, by the time that we talk again, you'll have another room, it'll be fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And was I a psychic? Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were. I haven't, by the time this episode comes out, it will have been, but we haven't actually started it yet, but I have a new room in Hawthorne at the Hawthorne Hotel on Thursday nights, and it should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Is this monthly, weekly?
It is a weekly room.
Whoa. You really set yourself up for some more work there.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we'll see. But my point of bringing that up is I don't have my go-to MC in the country.
Oh, so shit.
It was, you know, I had to.
I thought the point of bringing that up was just some casual promotion.
Promotion? No. Yeah. Like, because you would normally be my go-to, like, debut MC. Like, you were the first person to ever host Rookie Nights. You're the first person to host, like, all of my stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm devastated, to be honest, because I love that. I love that task. I'm also. Yeah. I mean, I also don't know.
You won't be here for the birthday show. Birthday. Rookie Nights, my opening.
Yeah,
night?
I was just about to say that. That's horrible. I might. You know what? We might have to, like, somehow. I will make it happen that we can, like, call me in.
Yeah. We'll call for the you show. In. Just be like. By
I
the
think
way,
it's important.
Yeah. All right.
Just so that we can have that through.
I'll pick someone that I like to host it that could get on board with that. I've got someone in mind, but we'll
I can introduce them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you can bring them up on stage.
Someone else bring up a phone, and then I can be like, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Emily Trester, all the way from wherever the hell I am. And then be like, I'm really sorry that I can't be there. This would be the third year that I would be hosting the show, but I've like left it in the capable hands of blah.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I think that's even if we pre-record, so you don't have to be. I think that's a good idea. We'll just have
that's pretty smart.
You.
I forgot about pre-recording. Yeah.
Pre-recording.
there's not going to be any crowd work, so that makes sense.
No. Exactly. There's also a projector in that room, so like we.
Oh my gosh!
Like
we could do a
phone.
Video
I could have
message.
You on the big,
that's so cool.
I think this
I never
is,
use
I think this is a good idea.
Media. I think that's a great idea, and it's not going to. I think we've got to do it.
Yeah.
We've got it.
Well, that's happening now.
That's a great plan. I'm into it. That's a new highlight.
Oh, it's going to be a great, great highlight, I think. Oh, but if you want my real highlight of the podcast, not of just my general, well, probably of my general life as well, was finally getting Will Anderson on the podcast.
I was about to say that too. We have really become very one-soul-y over the course of these 100 episodes.
I know.
We've definitely become more like, well, not more like each other, but like I've gained some of your, you know, life.
Love of stuff.
What do you mean love of stuff?
Well, because you hate comedy. And
oh my
God,
I don't hate comedy. I hate everyone involved in comedy. There's a difference.
Sorry. Yes.
I actually was talking. I met this Danish dude over here, and he is a filmmaker. One of the coolest people I've ever met in my whole life, I think. And besides you, Vicky Hanlon. And
okay. Well, all right. Well, that went without saying. It's fine.
And we were talking, and he was like, "Oh, like tell me about comedy," and like, you know, asked me about how I started and all those classic questions. And then was like, so like, you know, the other classic question, which is like, who do you
like
look up to and stuff? Yeah. Who do you like?
Yeah.
He didn't ask me that, but somehow I just ended up in my same rant, which is like, you know, wow. I don't really enjoy comedy. Yeah. He didn't ask me. That's why I think he's one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
There's always like a top three questions and he didn't ask me them. So that was really solid. But yeah, I don't hate it. I think I'm just such a narcissist that I only like my own comedy.
Okay. Well, that's a bit much.
I don't think that either. I do enjoy it. I just don't go out of my way to see it, you know?
That's fair. I guess.
Because I see it all the time.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like different because it's not, you know, a Netflix special or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I kind of feel like, I mean, I don't know. I just love it. And I make jokes about all the time about how I hate comedy and everything like that. But I don't. Like, why the hell would I do it if I hated it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't hate it either. I don't hate it that bad. This is some weird, like, toxic relationship if that's the case.
That's true, yeah.
This is the other thing I said. I was like, my favorite thing to do is be on that stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's a weird juxtaposition in my mind. I don't know if I use that word correctly, but I've been away a long time and I need to use some big English words at this point.
That's fair. Well, it's weird because there's a lot of people in comedy who like just sort of do it as a hobby rather than it's what they definitely want their career to be.
Mm.
And they always seem to step back from comedy when they're happy, which I think says a lot about a lot of the people that do comedy.
Yeah.
Like maybe for those people that don't want to do it as a career, it fills some weird hole in their life that they... Like, I won't name names, obviously, but there's a comedian in Melbourne who was in a long-term relationship and gradually did less and less comedy while they were in that relationship.
Mm.
And then that relationship ended, and the week after that, they were back treading the boards at open mics every night.
But they also don't, they're not saying like, oh, this is just a hobby thing. They're always like, yeah, no, I reckon. You know what I mean? Which is weird because you've got to know that if you wanted it to be something more, you need to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And or it's not going to happen because you're shit. No, I'm kidding. That's me.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like you can't just be funny. Like you need a work ethic. You need to be able to, and I hate this word, but you need to be able to hustle. And
you hate hustle? Sort of stuff. I really thought you were going to say network just then. Network is a word. Yeah.
I fucking hate that. But you got to be able to do it.
But also you're like number one at it. So coming from the biggest hustler I know.
No, I don't know. I'm not that good at networking. Am I? I don't know.
It depends how you define networking. But I feel like you are. You know everyone. Everyone knows you. You get shit done. You got a new room overnight, basically.
Yeah. Well,
people came to you like, let's do a room here. I have choices.
That was nice that they came to me. I had a couple of places come to me.
See? If that doesn't scream, I can network. I don't know what does.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a good point.
I make them sometimes. Cool. I do. But yeah, I agree. I agree. Having Will Anderson on the pod was a definite highlight.
Yeah. I was going to say he's one of the reasons that I like do what I do, you know, like growing up listening to him on the radio and watching him on Good News Week and then on The Glass House and everything like that. Like, and I sort of was like, I don't want to do that, but I was like, I want to make that happen. And
yeah.
he was the one that I kind of watched and was like, I want to make people be able to do that.
And here you are. Well, here we were sitting at a table.
Yeah.
Discussing it is cool. What it is that we do. It was pretty cool. Speaking of, actually, I met a dude who is from Melbourne while we've been traveling. Oh. And note that I always say dude because there's so many fucking dudes and like no women.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, well, it's also genuinely.
Like, a lot of women don't travel alone. And so it's harder to meet random people.
Exactly.
Because they're in with their friends.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I met this dude from Melbourne and we were talking about comedy and stuff as well, just because what else do I talk about?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there anything else to talk about?
Not really. And we were talking and he was like, oh yeah, like basically like kind of found out that like everyone knows everyone in comedy, right? And, and then we're sitting at dinner and he like really timidly is like, so sorry to ask this. I just really want to know, like, Will Anderson. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, is he a nice guy? And I'm like, that's such a... Of course. I was like, yeah, he's, like, the best. And he's been on our podcast. And he was like, what? He's been on your podcast? And, like, what's the name of your podcast? And, like, it's pretty funny.
Great.
But I also love that question as well. People being like, so this famous person that I know, like, are they nice people? Or, like, what's the deal?
I just want them to be nice. Please let them be a nice person.
Well, I mean, they always say, don't meet your heroes, hey?
Yeah.
But in this case, it was fine for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
and I mean.
Yeah.
Great.
It was great. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I can message him and do, like, say, hey, do you want to come and do my room? You know, every so often, which I do not do very regularly at all, like once a year. But, like... It's just like, it makes me sit back and go, oh, you're doing what you want to do and this is good.
What if you started like another like friendly relationship, which was just like at Christmas, every Christmas, you'd be like, Merry Christmas, Will.
I think that's weird and
I don't think so. I think it'd be cute. I think that'd be super cute. Just one.
I think that's weird.
No. Come on. I'll start that. I've never messaged in my life. The first message I'll send will be Merry Christmas. And then every Christmas. That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. That's a good gag.
He never responds. But you
of course not. But every single year. I think that's so perfect.
That's great. It's great. I love it.
And then like 5 years in, he finally responds.
It's like, who He's is like, this?
With both quick comedy. I live in Lithuania and he's just like, who are you?
He's retired on all the comedy money. He doesn't need to work a day in his life again.
I mean, it's got to happen at some point, right?
Probably. I don't know. Surely. ABC doesn't pay a lot of money, but Triple M does. Oh, he's on that now. Yeah, sure. He can.
Yeah, retire. Radio pays.
Yeah.
I wonder what the retirement age for a radio, well... I mean, there's a few of them that need to retire already, so I guess it's pretty old.
There's a few.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it also depends on what network you're working for, because, like, the old guys that need to retire, they are on the old people network.
Very true.
And they aren't going to be retiring anytime soon, whereas, you know, like, if you're on Triple J, once you hit 30, bye-bye.
True. Very, very true.
Yeah.
Now, we've spoken about highlights and lowlights. Let's speak about future plans.
Future plans? World yeah. domination.
Great. Same as last year then.
Yeah, exactly. what am I? Well, I think career-wise, I want to be able to stop working so much at my day job and do all the comedy stuff. Which is kind of moving in that direction, which is nice. But I mean, I've got things like I can't remember what week this will come out, but I'm sort of prepping for Melbourne Fringe stuff at the moment, which I'm producing previous guest Pat McCaffrey and running a venue for that. And then I'll immediately after Fringe finishes, I'll have to start working on Comedy Festival, which will be another, you know, thing. Hopefully I'll be able to be there this year and not be in hospital. Fingers crossed.
You can't say that because every time you say that, something weird happens. It's going to be the healthiest festival I've ever had. Next minute, she's in hospital.
I did say that.
So I think we should just steer clear of any conversation like that.
Okay.
No jinxing it by being like, it's going to be all good. No stress.
Yeah. But I was thinking about it. I was like, if all of my... I've got like a lot of balls in the air at the moment of like future plans of rooms and things like that. But if everything comes to fruition and actually happens, I will have a Monday night room, a Wednesday night room, a Thursday night room, and a Friday night room.
So literally no days to chill.
Tuesday. My day off always used to be Thursday, but now I've got the Hawthorn thing. So if that is assuming that that works and becomes a proper regular thing, I'm going to be quite tired.
I guess you have Saturday, Sunday too.
Yes, yeah. And I try not to do too much on the weekends, to be honest. Like everyone else is like waiting for the weekend. I'm like, yeah, waiting for sleep.
I mean, you're still waiting for the weekend in just a different way, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you from personal experience, when every day's a weekend, it's actually pretty exhausting.
Oh, yeah. And you don't know what day it is anyway, do you?
I have no idea. What day is it?
Yeah. It is a Wednesday.
Solid. Right.
Well, I guess it's technically a Tuesday because that's what day this is coming out.
Yes, but I have no idea. I have literally no idea. You could have told me any day and I would have been like, yeah, sounds legit.
That sounds right, yes. But how's the traveling been? Because we've talked about it on the Patreon, but not on the normal feed.
But do they deserve... No, I'm just kidding.
My parents, actually, I was on the phone to them the other night and they listened to the podcast and they were like, oh, so are you going to do any of the episodes while Emily's away? And I was like, yeah, you have to pay for them though. And they were like, oh, how do I do that? I'm like, Mum, you don't have to pay for it. It's fine.
They definitely do have to do it, Vicky. How else we?
No.
I'm
not giving them the episodes for free. I'm just saying you don't have to join the Patreon if you don't want to. I mean, you won't hear the episodes, but like...
And they're desperate to know how everything's going. Bless them. Such sweet angels.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been good. It's been good. We've just traveled through...
My mum told me she listened to your other podcast.
Ooh, did she hate it? Let's talk about this later.
I don't know. She didn't hate it.
Let's be honest, doing the podcast by myself is so much harder. Like,
I can imagine.
So
I told
much
you,
harder.
It's my worst nightmare. My
trying
worst
to, like,
nightmare.
Vibe off myself is just a nightmare.
Fair enough.
It's really hard. I'm like, I'm trying to like keep it like light and casual. So I have to like laugh occasionally, but like, what am I laughing at? I'm by myself. Exactly. Fuck. It's a struggle, but I do recommend it. Look it up. Went there with them. Go ahead.
If you want to hear comes about out, M's Travels.
Yeah, it comes out every week on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
Get around it if you want to. Actually, there's a really funny episode about being on the Trans-Siberian Railway, which was 5 days long. And we...
Just on a train for 5 days. Did it stop?
Yeah, it stopped like twice a day, but only for like 10 to 20 minutes. So you could like
but
get
you
off,
could, like, get
stretch
off
your feet.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But you'd have to get back. Like you'd have to just be on the platform. You couldn't go any further.
Yeah.
And we only went a little bit insane, so that's a pretty good... I recorded a podcast every couple of hours, like a little snippet of podcast. So that's a pretty good episode.
Nice.
Fairly interesting.
I'll have to listen to that one.
But yeah, recently we've been through the Baltics, and soon we're flying to Belarus. So just on the go. Just doing the do on the go. Today I'm going to do a walking tour of Vilnius. You know, that old chestnut. A lot of walking tours. Nice. Did a pub crawl in Riga. Got so drunk. That's the first time we like properly have drunk the whole trip. And it was like, it was hectic. It was €8 to do a pub crawl. And you got 4 shots in the beginning. And then a pint of beer as well at the next place. And we didn't, we bought like one other drink the whole night and we were just like blind.
Fuck.
It was fun though. It was really fun. The only other drink I bought was called a Riga Shooter. And all of the, I bought five of them because we were like a little group. And all, every single person was so mad at me because it tasted so bad.
Oh, really?
Half like Riga sparkling wine. And then the other half was this like specific to Riga liqueur. No, I don't know if you'd call it a liqueur.
Ugh.
Just like a, it's basically the way they described it to me was like Jägermeister without the sugar.
Oh, fuck off.
So it's like really like herbally and like.
That sounds like something that I would hate so much.
Yeah. And so it was literally the worst shot maybe ever. And everyone was like, that's the worst. But the only reason I chose it was because it was only €2 and it was all alcohol. The rest of them had like something mixed with it. So that's where my brain was at. I was just like, where, which ones?
Also, when in Riga, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, guys, it's a local thing. You've got to try and
try it.
When in Riga, as they say, you know?
As they say.
So yeah, that's good. It's all good.
Great.
Yeah, if you want more deets and a weird, like, solo laugher, then you can listen to the pod.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can subscribe to our Patreon and you can hear all the other episodes.
That's a better idea. Oh, no, look, they're both equally good ideas.
Yeah, you can do either of them. I don't mind.
Or both, even. Because the content
both would
doesn't,
be best. I mean,
yeah,
both
the content
would be
doesn't
best.
Really overlap.
Yeah.
It's much different talking about this stuff with another person.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I promo my other pod?
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been cheating on you.
Can't believe this. We need to talk.
I probably would have started by now, hopefully, assuming that it gets approved by iTunes.
I'm sure it will.
But, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. I have another podcast starting and it is going to be called Well Actually, and it is with previous Gem and future Gem, Catherine Allen and Donna Collins. And it is basically talking about weird interests and things that you kind of have to defend that you love to be like, well, actually, it's pretty good, the thing that I like.
You'll be so good at that because you are so passionate about the weirdest shit.
I was going to say, what should I... Like, because we're having guests on to come and talk about their things that they love, but we're going to do the occasional episode with just the three of us. What do you reckon I should talk about?
I mean, there's so many, Vicky. Well, your weird fashion.
Fuck you.
Your, like, insane love of video games.
Well, that's not that weird.
I know, but...
people are into video games.
Well, that would be an easy one to defend then. I mean, start easy if you want. Or what about those videos you watch that are, like, just a picture, like, just a train traveling on a track? What are they called?
Hey, slow TV.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. You should defend that.
I
got heaps. I got more. Like, just sit back, relax. Right. I'll do your job for you.
Great. Thank you. What else should I talk about? Emily?
I'm just playing. I don't know. I don't know anymore. But give me a day and I'll text you some.
Great. What would you talk about?
Reality television.
Yeah? One in particular? Or like
that
X
shit.
On the Beach or...
X on the Beach is pretty solid. Love Island, also good. Pretty much anything. Oh, probably Game of Clones.
Jesus Christ, yes.
It's probably the one I need to defend the most.
I reckon it might be.
Yeah, so definitely reality television would be one. And then what else? Probably, that's a pretty big one. Oh, probably also like prison documentaries.
Oh, true crime. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You do like...
Specifically prison documentaries. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really into them.
That's fair.
I'd defend the shit out of that.
Well, we've... do you want me to tell you some of the... I don't know what would be out by now, but I can tell you at least maybe the first two episodes.
Sounds great.
First one was with Liv Hewson, mm-hmm. previous Gem, and also future Gem, sneak peek.
That's a pretty solid first guess.
Yeah, I thought so. And they talked about their habit of, at a party, they will look up how different animals mate and discuss that.
That's interesting.
I mean, pretty niche and weird, well, actually, for them to have to defend.
That's, yeah, I mean, that's a solid one, though. At the end of the episode, do you have, like, okay, we've been well, swayed?
Kind of. It's not really. It's just more of a chat about shit at the moment.
Right.
Maybe we'll develop that and be like, yeah, we'll vote on it. Yes, I agree with this thing.
I don't want to tell you how to live your podcast lives, but I think that would be pretty fun if you did a little vote at the end. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a little vote at the end.
Because there's three of you, right? And obviously the guests would vote yes. So you would have a majority. Or it could be half and half, which is even more interesting.
Or maybe the guest doesn't get to vote. And so, therefore, there's always...
Yeah, there's... Yeah, no, that's... An outcome. Smart. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. And then the second episode, Emma Holland, previous gem, came on and spoke about Brendan Fraser and his movies.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah. I was very into that.
Yeah. See, if there was a vote, you would have voted... Well, actually, I've been swayed.
Hell yeah, didn't need to be swayed. Already on.
Yeah, sure, there'll be a few of those though, yeah. You'll sit there for like 40 minutes and then be like, oh yeah, I already thought that was fine.
Yeah, I definitely was into it.
Totally. Yeah. Well, that sounds like an awesome podcast.
Thanks, mate. I think it'll be fun.
I'd even listen to that. I don't even listen to podcasts.
What? That's such high praise.
How I know. It sounds interesting. That's a great concept.
Thank you. Well, as soon as you're in the country again, you need to come.
I'm
going to
be busy when I get
TV
back.
On it. I know.
Lots to MC, some podcasts.
True. I've got so many things for you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I've not organized anything for my life, but the organized one of the pair of us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I can't wait to do another 100 episodes of this glorious podcast.
I know.
See how
it's my favorite
grows.
Thing that I do.
Oh, bless. It's my favorite thing that I do too. It's the only real thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm traveling around the world, but still, this is the highlight.
That's fair.
Yeah. Nah, it is.
Sorry, everywhere in the world, you got nothing on me.
It's that is a justified brag.
All right. Well,
all right.
I think
well,
we've done a good 100th episode.
I do too. I think congratulations. Let's keep celebrating our victories, Vicky Hamlin.
Yeah,
we
and if you
have
hear
crushed
more
this.
Of this kind of stuff, you need to subscribe to the Patreon because this is kind of what the Patreon episodes are. Like the regular feed is going to have people like that we recorded during the comedy festival, and they're all amazing episodes with amazing guests. But if you want to keep up to date with us and just hear us chat, Patreon.com/comedygems.
That's the ticket. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
And if you want to hear my pod, you can go to wentherewithem.com. Where's your podcast? Your podcast is going to be where normal podcasts are. Makes sense.
It will. Yep. It will be where normal podcasts are. I think we'll have a Facebook page, probably Well Actually the Podcast or something like that. There's so many Well Actuallys. It wasn't a great name choice, but also... I wanted it. Like, we both were like, we were all just like, nope, that has to be the name. But
yeah.
There's like a, like, there's already a few podcasts called that. So we're just going to have to, like, get rid of them, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely. Tell me where they live. And if they're overseas, I'll just swing past their house.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nothing violent. Just a quick word.
No. Just to have
I'll just play them your first episode and be like, just stop competing.
Yeah. You just, sorry. You got nothing on them.
Sounds great. As I said, cannot wait for 100 more. Absolute gem, yay. Vicky Hanlon.
Absolute
every day is a pleasure. Bless us. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.